Hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
No. Too much respect.
Hello.
Too much respect,
hi.
Indeed.
Hi. Hello.
Much respect to the people.
Big up my brothers.
You can't beat some casual racism on a Saturday afternoon, can you?
So, it's the Gamer Show
to
quiz.
My people, how dare
it's the Gamer Show quiz. Welcome to the Gamer Show quiz.
You've got quite a lot of people. There's Asian, regular.
Right, okay, we're going to just stop this right now. I can't bleep an entire opening section.
Why do you need to bleep it?
Right, okay, so we're at the quiz, everybody.
Yes.
So we're just going to jump straight in. There, the way we're going to do this year.
Is this us jumping straight in?
Yes.
Are we starting now?
Yes.
You have to introduce everyone first.
Like now?
No.
Have we started?
Okay, yeah, we'll introduce everybody.
We're starting now.
To my extreme right, we have
now,
Bede.
I am not extreme right. I'm quite lefty.
Hello, Bede, how are you?
I'd appreciate it if you used my titles.
Your actual titles?
Yeah.
Jonathan?
No.
Spunk suck.
That's the one.
The Reverend.
To his right is Scott. How are you this evening, Scott?
Not bad.
Good. I'm assuming that's much as we're going to get out of you until you're actually answering a question.
Probably not going to answer one.
Right. Then we have
Are
Russell.
You here mostly for the booze and
I'm
the curry?
I'm just making up the numbers.
Russell? Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to your return to the quiz. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you planning on doing better than last year?
I'm aiming for it, but not really hoping.
Is this
for
the first
much.
Time you've been here in person? You've been here once before in person? I've just been Skype the whole time.
Yeah, you've always been Skype on this show.
I think
he's been here once in person.
Possibly.
Just well, you were, it was the first E3 that we were talking about before that Eric was on.
Just to clarify, Russell couldn't actually make it tonight. We just brought in a tramp from outside. The tramp has much better odds.
Less of an odour as well.
Hold on, Sam. Did he not actually...
No.
Or did you come in last year?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought you came in above Sam.
No, sorry. I actually pooed on him.
Really? Wow.
I got 1.5 points. I was so drunk I can't remember. Point was wow. For cheating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you did. You Googled stuff.
No.
It was Nintendo.
No.
He did.
And then next to him is Cameron.
Evening.
How are you?
Very good. I'm slightly concerned that I've got kind of two rules I can play. I can either play the token Englishman or the sarcastic one, and they're kind of both taken, so I don't know what my demographic is, so I'm just going to say...
Hang on. Who's doing those?
You're the creepy fanboy.
Hello.
So
no, hang on, I do that as well.
Can you put your microphone more directly at you? You're sounding a little bit not here.
I couldn't hear him at all.
Really? That was quite lucky.
There you go.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, you just have to...
You have to lick the microphone.
Yes, and then next to him is Sam. Are you planning on repeating your performance from last year? A solid third?
What, an erection in the first 5 seconds? Hell yeah.
Already there.
It's always a preemptive attack from Sam.
And Chiz. You have a lot of weight on you. You're coming off the back of 2 quiz wins.
Yep.
Are you going for a hat trick?
Well, if we're going to keep the what I added at the start of the last show, where the winner doesn't pay for anything the whole night, I will.
I'm trying to put him off with my extremely damp leg resting against his.
I find it unacceptable. Bede couldn't make the toilet, so he just went there.
And then finally is what everybody's kind of.
Right.
Finally,
right.
What everybody's kind of hoping is the only person that can actually knock Chiz off his perch tonight.
That's a tall order.
It is. It's Chris Cameron. How are you?
Hobo with the shotgun!
Are you feeling
I'd like
good?
To point out I can
I'm
take
good.
This out just by doing that.
And to describe what Chiz does, to hear he pulled the cable out of Chris's.
He pulled.
Fucking ball bollocks.
He pulled my buzzer. Yeah, my only worry this year is that I've actually drunk almost as much as last year before they started the quiz.
No, you haven't.
Haven't I?
No.
Okay.
You had a lot more to drink last year.
Also, on a totally possibly. Random tangent, did you get your glasses fixed? Cause I know
Yeah, I
he posted on Facebook the day that Esme had snapped his glasses.
I put a little ball of white tack in the hole and then push them together again. It's holding fine just now, but I will need to get new glasses.
I was expecting like a massive white tape around.
No,
I can see you pulling off the masses of sellotape.
I've done it in the past, like, for quite a long time.
For goodness sake.
I know it's bad.
Right.
Except
this is terrible.
Here we
Accept
go.
It like the bitch you
are. You complaining
here
about the actual show itself? Go. Or Chris Dunas.
Just the chat about glasses. I mean, I'm very concerned about your glasses, don't get me wrong.
I'm but the only specky here. Oh no, Paul's got glasses.
It's fine because we're not following up the stereotypes of gamers with glasses with like sellotape on. I mean, it's good because, you know, it's not as if it's a room full of guys as well. I mean, we're doing well.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm a specky, but I haven't worn one in 2 years and just managed to pass my driving test without them.
But awesomely, when I posted the thing on Facebook saying that my glasses have been broken, I got a response from one of my mates from Gala who pointed me to a website to get cheap new glasses. The website address is www.specky4eyes.com.
Nice.
And it's legit. Awesome. Classic.
Right, okay, so into the quiz. Now, if you listen to last week's show, which for us was only an hour ago, but for you, less than that, yeah.
Commiserations, if you listen to last week's show.
So all the swearing in last week's show is coming off everybody's totals to begin with. And because Sam has already sworn already in this show, he's got another point off of us.
When did I do that?
You just had a torrent. I couldn't take it. There was two or three words in that were variable.
That was beef.
I only took the bad ones.
Is there enough questions for Sam to even break?
Is there enough questions Sam could answer or break even? That's a different story. Sam basically starts off on -6. Chris is starting on -2 and Cameron on -1. Bede, Scott and Chiz are all starting on 0. So,
yes.
I wasn't included in that. Where am I?
So you're not the scoreboard.
Not really worthwhile.
Russell's now on the scoreboard. He also has M0. He starts at 0. So, the way the quiz is going to work this year is it's going to be 75 minutes long, and however many questions we get in 75 minutes is how it's going to work.
Have you got enough questions for 75
yes.
minutes? These questions you put together yourself?
Yes.
Well, importantly,
same as the last two quizzes.
I know, but did you just like get them from a website? Or?
No. I did a lot of work into this.
More importantly, do we have enough beer for 75
minutes? Yeah, and also, what happens for comfort breaks?
We're going to have a comfort break in the middle.
I have bonus points for the shock of seeing Santa waving at me?
No. Right.
I'm still pretty messed up about that.
Okay, anything
waving with his penis, you're okay. Yeah.
Anything that I deem bleepable.
It was massive.
It was all belly.
It's at least 2-3 inches. It was huge.
Right. You're getting towards bleepable levels. Anything I deem bleepable is minus a point.
3 inches of helmet.
That has to be a point.
Incidentally, 3 inches of helmet.
That is
Jizz's Twitter name.
Yeah. He's playing the rules there.
Right. Okay. Enough of that. In the result of the tie at the end, we'll have a tiebreaker question, but only in first place. The dice. This is where the dice comes in.
I was wondering what you're doing with it.
So the dice. We have 6 rounds. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Just to clarify, listeners.
That chooses
Paul,
the rounds.
Paul is holding a large rubber dice.
A large rubber dice. This also determines the points for that round. So you roll it twice.
Can we roll it off someone's face?
No. If you hit somebody with a dice, it is a point off. Right? You roll the dice, which
you
chooses
do realize
a round.
We're all going to be diving at the dice now trying to get it to hit.
This quiz is far too PC friendly.
So you roll the dice, and it comes up a 3. That's round 3. You roll it a second time, it comes up a 6. That question is worth 6 points, right?
Oh my.
And the intention of this is to try, and we've tried to level the playing field for with Chiz, with giving Chris tons of booze in the first quiz. The second quiz, we put teams up against them, didn't work. I'm now using random luck to try and defeat Chiz this time.
This just sounds confusing.
The host is trying to beat me?
Yes. Hold on a second. I've just remembered something. Please talk amongst yourselves.
Paul, get me a beer.
He's going to regret that.
Paul.
Has he just left?
Yeah.
Or is he actually coming back?
It might be the return.
Okay.
Free for all on the sweaters.
Yeah. And go. You irresponsible.
That was a swear.
Right, I think I heard that one.
Does anyone know if there's another tenants in the fridge? Because I'm going to be one short of a perfect pyramid if I don't.
Ah, there's loads.
Excellent. That's right. Good.
Now, also, you each get a Christmas cracker.
Ooh.
Right.
Do we have to say the joke?
No. Take one and pass it on.
This is the most complex thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I've got no idea what's going on. So,
trapped in a beanbag.
Did you get what was going on with the dice at all?
No. Are we in the Crystal Maze?
My main concern is I think I'm too drunk.
When are the... When are the gold and silver tickets going to come down?
Let me out.
Start the band, please.
Chris, could you take one and pass it on?
Yes. It should be Christmas. We shave Paul bald and put a fancy jacket on him.
Oh, now that was when right. Christmas.
I have Crystal passed
maze was good.
Take one and pass it on.
For copyright reasons, we'll call it. These look nice. Maze.
Right. So everybody now has a
Where
Christmas
I end
cracker.
Up with two boxes?
You just take one and put the boxes down the side. Okay. So everybody has a Christmas cracker. Okay. Pull the Christmas crackers with whoever you want.
Who wants to pull my cracker?
Ooh.
Right.
Oh.
So,
bollocks.
Everybody should end up with something that just give yours to whoever hasn't got one.
Turns out Russ is very bad at pulling crackers.
Everybody make sure you have one. So, inside your Christmas cracker, you will find a balloon modelling kit. Okay?
Oh, hang on, it's the same in every one.
Yes.
These are rubbish.
You should
crackers.
Just give us a balloon modelling kit.
Can I read my joke out?
Yeah,
you saved Beat awkwardly getting the crackers before.
Right.
Squatting so, like he was servicing a sailor.
So, courtesy of Cuckoo Crackers, what do mathematicians do when
they
get
constipation? It's a lazy blue modern kit.
They work it out with a pencil.
Did you write this?
No, I know that joke. Right. So, the way the balloon modelling kit
Paul
stuff works...
just uses that methodology.
The way the balloon modelling kit stuff works... At the end, the person with the best balloon model... the best balloon model gets an extra 5 points.
Well, you do realise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... You're now going to have 7 balloon penises.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Okay.
Mine's a Papa Smurf penis.
Okay. Right. Chiz, we're going to start the quiz.
So we have to make this as we're answering questions.
Yes, that's part of the fun.
For God's sake. I can't get my end in the...
Chiz, here's the dice. You get to start as the defending champion.
I think this is going to take...
Excellent shot!
...to blow the balloon up.
How far behind is that going? Right.
So, we've got... First question is from round 2.
Okay, here's...
The round 2... is the themes round. Chiz, do you want to roll it again for to find out the...
I can't reach
it. It's quite hard to concentrate on anything Chiz, other than blowing up
Beat,
a balloon.
Could somebody please pass the dice to Chiz?
What? My thumb hurts.
Just kick it towards me.
Oh, no, hang on.
So, this question is worth 2 points.
Oh, we're doing... Oh, this is going to be awkward, rolling those dice every time.
Right, okay, you ready, everybody? What game's theme music is this? Is everybody ready?
Who's that?
Yep.
Fable.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
No, not Fable. Yep.
James Pond.
No.
Dungeon Keeper?
No. Yes,
it's Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yes, it is, Chiz. Well done.
I said a fable like at the start. I couldn't believe that.
It really did.
So Chiz takes an early lead with 1 point. Hold on, I need to try and switch our music off. Why is it not going
surprise,
off?
Surprise, eh?
Okay,
this
Chiz.
Is mildly
you get to roll again.
My hand hurts.
You get to roll again, Chiz.
So he only got 2 points for that?
He only gets 1 point for that.
All right, do we have
oh,
to
no,
roll?
2 points, sorry. Yeah,
do we have to roll this every time?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's going to be hardcore.
This is going to be tedious.
Don't worry, you'll never have to roll the dice, Sam. And we've got round 3, which is the general
knowledge
round.
So it's round 3 and it's 3 points.
No, not necessarily.
Right, okay.
Do you want to change it so it's just round three is three do points, I, round six is
do
six
I
points?
Get, like, points for this?
I think Wilson's done enough of the balloons.
Chase was just kind of having a go at my face with the dangly
okay.
bit on the
my
end
black schlong.
You ready schlong. For the next question?
Yeah, we're just doing 3 points for this, are we?
Well, will that be easier?
It's up to you. Just have a standard point.
Right, okay, that's fine. 3 points then. So 3 points for round three. Who voiced the main character's father in Fallout 3? Cheers.
Liam Neeson.
Yes. Okay, cheers. Roll the dice again.
why do I get the feeling anyone's going to get points from balloons
dice,
and that's it?
Right, whoever the dice is closest. Russell,
roll, it.
Roll the dice.
Because it's no point me rolling it every time.
Confidence.
No, I think Chase should roll it every time.
That is a four. Round four is the Grand Theft Auto round. Which of these is not physically in Grand Theft Auto 5?
Me.
A frozen alien, a jetpack, Bigfoot, or a ghost? Yeah?
Jetpack.
Yes, that's right. The jetpack is only referenced in the game. It doesn't actually exist in the game. Well done.
So far.
Hey.
So far.
So, Cameron,
am I now on 0 points?
You're now on 3 points. Woo-hoo! Because you get four points for round four.
Better than Russ.
Oh, it's snowing outside.
Oh, yeah, how festive.
Beat, it's your turn.
So we're getting... I'm not complaining about points you've got, don't worry. But,
Six.
Rather rolling the dice twice.
We're just doing it once and...
Forget.
Okay. Which games console... So this round is code names of games consoles. So when they were in development, what were they called? What was the Gamescom? Or the Gamecom? Yep.
Pass. Wii.
No.
GameCube?
No.
GameCube, rather. Just get this pumping noise. Come on. It's from Chris.
Gamescom. Well. Gamescom.
PlayStation?
No. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Game Gear?
No. It was the NES. Okay. Bede, next to you, and I think probably we'll stay there. Round one. So this is achievement whoring. Whoa!
10 points off. 10 points off.
It wasn't even at the end. It's not before it
goes. So, in the Simpsons game, how do you get the achievement? Press start to play. Yep.
Starting the game?
Yes.
It's just a guess. Makes sense.
Really? That's mental.
Right, I'm just going to give 2 points for every round because I've not actually laid the questions out correctly. Yeah. So, next round is round one. So that's the achievement whoring again. In Rock Band 2, how do you get the achievement, the San Dimas 4th Annual Award? Who was that?
God gave rock and roll to you.
No. So in Rock Band 2...
No one's played it, no one cares.
How do you get the achievement?
The sad thing is I did.
Must be something to do with...
So in Rock Band 2, how do you get the achievement, the San Dimas 4th Annual Award?
Isn't that when you do a faultless song on Medium?
Nope.
I didn't push.
Does everybody give up? Yes? Oh, you pushed that on accident. Basically, all you need to do is compete in a Battle of the Bands event. Bede, dice bitch, go. I know, one again. In Red Dead Redemption, how do you get the dastardly achievement? Yes?
You tie a woman to the train tracks.
Indeed you do. Bede
disappears into second place, I think.
Okay. Roll the dice again, Bede. You maybe want to roll it further away from you.
Three.
So round three is the general knowledge round. What did the magic potions in Super Mario Bros. 2 do? Who was that?
Kill you.
Nope.
What did they do?
Made you bigger.
Nope. Yes.
Made you wish you'd bought a Mega Drive instead?
No. Yep.
Make you grow bigger?
Nope.
I said that.
Come on, listen,
I was doing balloons. Extremely poorly.
I remember picking up the potions that came around, but I can't remember what they actually did.
Okay.
Give you points?
No. All they did was they created a door to either a warp zone or subspace, which was basically that black and that kind of inverted level. So when you went through the door, everything that was kind of light became black.
My guess was going to be before it was like transport to another world, I was thinking. Yeah. That was a guess, but never mind.
It's a two. So this is themes again. So which game is this theme from? You ready? Yes.
Super Mario.
Nope.
Tetris.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you knob for saying that.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I got excited. I've got all my balloons blown up and I've got the issue of what do I make with them now.
I'm done. Right. Guess what this is?
I have an issue, I can't tie balloons.
Guess what this is?
I don't know. What is it?
It's the Christmas poo from South Park.
It looks
freaking
like
brilliant!
Okay. Another theme. You ready? Oh, it's not playing.
Oh.
Yep.
Halo.
Yes, it was Halo. Okay, beat. Dice.
I didn't like this.
So round five is the what game would you find this character round? So Kratos. In what game would you find Kratos?
God of War.
Yes.
I am pressing for every single one.
So
am
I. So am I.
Just putting it out.
Nothing.
It's Kratos.
Kratos. No. Kratos. Kratos.
Kratos.
Kratos.
Kratos.
Hang on. No, it might be Kratos in the Americanized video game, but actually in reality it probably is Kratos.
Yeah, but how they actually, what the actual name is pronounced in the game is Kratos.
Right, Bede.
Chris is being a knob.
It's a one.
Right.
I am.
In round one, that's our achievements again. In Metal Gear Solid 2, how did you get the achievement Snake Beater? Yes. Yes, Sam.
Oh, that really amused me. So I just licked the button because I didn't think it was going to work.
Chiz.
You beat the snake.
Nope.
Inside a locker, you press yourself up against a poster of a naked woman.
No.
You look at a poster of a naked woman in the game and call it's Otacon or something.
He's already given the first answer. I think that's gone there.
I think I'm going to give you 1 point for that because it's... basically what it is you have Octacon catch you in a private moment is the official wording, which is kind of roughly what you said. Okay, beat.
That was his second answer, though.
Which is why I'm only giving him 1 point.
But to trigger that, you have to do someone with a locker poster. Because trust me, I got that achievement.
So, round two...
In real life or in the game?
Both.
Round two is the theme round again. You ready for this one? Yes.
Wipeout?
No. Yes.
Project Gotham Racing.
It is Project Gotham Racing.
You recognise that
one. I was going to say something that I've never played before.
Bede, can you do the honours, please? So round two, so that's another music round. Yes.
Is that, bugger, I forgot the name of it.
Nope, it's okay.
No.
Buzz again. Yes.
Is it Zelda?
Nope.
Is it Hurdy Gurdy?
No. Everybody, all right?
That game about the string, Little Big Club.
No.
You above the string.
I've never played it. I just saw the box on.
I think no one's gonna get it. But if you're gonna end the round there, I can describe the game. I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
It's the one where you cut the rope.
Right. Yes, it's the correct answer, but. What's people's feelings on that one?
No.
I did buzz in.
Do it. Hang on. Whoa. For consistency's sake, do we get to vote on all of the things that Chiz gets? I'm taking that laugh as a yes answer.
No, we don't. Bede, could you roll the dice again, please? Can I get some higher numbers, please? Because we're going to run out of questions very quickly in the first two rounds.
I think this might be a flaw in your plan.
How in Colin McRae Dirt 2 do you get the achievement 2 cups, 1 girl? Yes.
Watching disturbingly pornographic material on the internet?
No. Yes.
Play a female driver and win 2 championships or 2 trophy, whatever.
Yes, win 2 team events with the same female driver. Yes, very well done. Okay, can you roll the dice again?
No.
Then it's a 1. That's what you get.
Sick. Right, we're running low on achievement questions.
Good, they're rubbish.
How do you get the achievement, you fight like a dairy farmer in The Walking Dead? Yes.
Sorry, I was going for the wrong game.
All right.
No, it must be insult somebody somehow.
Nope.
Is that the like Telltale Games or the actual...
I don't actually know.
It's Monkey Island. Monkey Island.
Yeah. What's it called again?
It's called You Fight Like a Dairy Farmer in The Walking Dead. It is a reference to Monkey Island.
Chris should be straight on it then, really.
Yeah, should have been better than that. A bit drunk.
And his balloon animal has taken way too much effort.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have done the balloon thing.
Yes.
Do you beat them in a sword fight?
No.
I'm going to go for a half point here. It's something to do with killing zombies when you're on the farm at the bit in the farm.
No, the answer is you just complete chapter 7 of The Walking Dead and you get that achievement.
That's a rubbish.
Right, roll the dice again. We are not accepting ones this time.
Turns out it was a 1.
Right, okay, I'm going to just take round 3 this time. Al Alcorn was famously the designer of what video game?
Al who?
Al Alcorn. Whoever that is.
Al Alcorn's Doom? Game of Fun.
I just like what I was really disconcerted in the background just hearing... It's like a miniature small steam train permanently running towards us.
Any thoughts? Okay, nobody?
Alcorn rings a bell, but I've no idea the game.
Yes?
I'm going to say... I know it's not his name, because it's not, but it's only Al I can think of.
This is tedious.
Leisure Suit Larry.
No, Pong.
Pong.
Yeah. The reason why Xbox, I watched it was Charlie Brooker's.
That's not the name of the guy, is it?
Yeah.
Al Alcorn.
He was the designer, though. He's not. He doesn't own Amiga.
But he appeared in that.
That's
TV
right.
Show.
Bushnell.
Yeah.
Right, Bead. Do the honors. 5. Well done.
What? It's not an achievement. I just rolled it.
In what game would you find the character Jacket?
Pass.
Okay. In what video game would you find the character Jacket?
Ratchet and Clank.
No, you've got to be closer to the microphone. Can't hear.
Ratchet and Clank.
No. The answer was
thinking that.
Hotline Miami.
I've really? Actually played that, but that name does not ring a bell.
No.
Okay.
Because his name, I thought that could tell you his name, which games do sometimes.
Okay, this is a Grand Theft Auto round again. M. Surinev. Surinev? Surinev.
You wrote the question, Brian. Now you're asking us.
It's a screen name. Suraev. Posted a video of him completing Grand Theft Auto 3 in a very quick time. What was that time to the closest 10 minutes? Yeah, who was that?
So do we all answer if you want to do the closest 10 minutes?
No, just buzz in till we get somebody 45 close.
45 minutes.
No.
An hour and
three
a half.
3 hours.
Nope.
That's mine, Beef. You can tell yours, it's when the light lights up.
2 hours, 45 minutes.
Nope.
3.5 hours.
Nope.
Yes.
4 hours.
Nope.
before I was 15.
No. Okay, I'm going to say it the closest half hour then.
5 hours. No. 30 minutes.
Okay, we're not going to get this.
An hour.
Technically, Sam, yes, it was an hour and 12 minutes.
Yes! First point! In your faces! Games I've never
he
played.
Shouted it, he didn't buzz it.
Okay, well, based on that, technically you're righteous.
An hour.
Sam gets a point.
Hang on, I just buzzed it in. No one else to buzz it. An hour. It's an hour, Paul.
Right. Roll the dice, please.
It's an hour, Paul.
Three.
What Nintendo console was planned to be released under Atari's brand named Nintendo Advanced Video Game System? Yes.
Nintendo 64.
No.
NES.
Yes.
Mine flashed and did nothing again.
I was plugged in.
I was planning on unplugging you, but I really couldn't be asked.
I constantly pressed that. It flashed.
Everybody's. I noticed a few people's are flashing. It just means maybe it's referencing it.
Four.
Wait a minute. That was a swear.
Swearing is bloody balloons to hit. Bloody timing.
He F-bombed it.
That was a swear, no.
Yeah, you did.
I went F-bomb.
Okay.
Four. You little monkey.
List all the DLC for Grand Theft Auto 4. Yes.
Ballad of Gay Tony, Sons of Anarchy, but it's not, and something else.
It's Chiz Gets the Next Chance, you're out.
Lost in the Damned.
Yeah, and...
The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah, that was the only two. Yeah, that's fine. Cheers. Beads, please.
It's over. It's gone. It's gone away.
All right, Russell, kick it.
Yay! It's 5.5.
It's a 6. We'll take the 6. What console's codename was Project Reality? Yes.
The PlayStation.
No.
Is it Fable?
No. No, these are all games consoles.
Games consoles.
Yes.
Xbox One?
No.
Nintendo 64?
It was the N64. Well done, Chiz. Okay. This is going to be quite... I did not think this through. This is going to be
painful
for the listeners.
Just for the clarification, listeners, all this sound of rubber rubbing against each other are the balloons that were issued by Paul. Actually, to be fair, it's latex night at the club. And we're all getting down!
Okay. This one has 4 answers, and you'll get a point for each answer, okay? The 4 shaped buttons on the PlayStation controller were originally intended to form very specific purposes. What were they? Yes.
I'm just buzzing in. I don't want to know what Chris is making, and I hope he never tells me. It's terrifying. It's like the thing. Sorry, could you repeat the question? I was just too scared.
The 4 shape buttons on the PlayStation controller were originally intended to perform very specific purposes. What were they? Yes.
Playing games.
No. Well, technically yes, but I'm not giving you points for that.
Why not? It was correct. Jump, crouch, attack, and heavy attack.
No. So, to help you out here, the square... Yeah.
Kick, punch, it's all in the mind.
No.
If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find. No?
No, no. So you've got a square, a triangle, a circle, and a cross. What were they intended for?
Pat-a-cake, no. Baker's man.
No. Anybody? No?
Tetris.
No. So the original intention was that the square button would bring up your map... The triangle would show your character's viewpoint.
Should we abandon this at this point?
The circle was a yes, and the cross was a no.
And how many games were they intending this to actually be used in?
I don't think it was used in any. Still, it was an originally dev idea.
I mean, that's still the case in Japan, isn't it? The circles are yes and the cross is no, but it's reversed over here in the West.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up, Chris.
I'm abandoning the dice idea. That's not really working.
No.
So, In what game would you find the character the Arbiter? Yes.
Halo 2?
Yes.
I'm really glad you're here, because Chiz would have got that.
So would I. Everyone should have got that.
Well, I would. People on that side seem to get in before this side.
Which is probably quite well weighted, because the room gets more knowledgeable as you go down.
No. I should be down there.
No offense, Bede.
Just checking it.
Okay, so what console's code name was Dot Matrix Game? Yes, Bede.
Dreamcast.
No.
Game Master Cube. System.
That was me. Hug the bus.
Master yes. System.
GameCube.
No.
You stole my answer.
Master System?
No, that was Sam.
That was GameCube. Me that said that.
Sorry?
GameCube.
Can you hold up, when your light goes on, can you hold it up so it's quite clear?
It was me yes. That said Master System.
Master System.
No.
Master System?
Xbox.
No.
Pong.
No, okay, I give up on this one. It was the Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Makes sense.
Does that really count as a console?
It was a toy. Right.
No.
Interesting point.
Invalid question. Move on.
This is our theme round. What video game is this? Yes.
A really bad one.
On it, bloody, is it?
Out of time, move on.
Nah, actually, move on, it's not what I think it is.
The egg.
Chucky egg, no.
No.
Give up? Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Paperboy.
No. It came pre-installed in the Master System too. Yes, Sam.
Alex the Kid.
Yes, Sam.
Well done.
I had it, and it dropped out as soon as he finished the question.
Okie dokie.
I actually wrote that piece of music.
I definitely think his headgear should win the balloon.
No, look at yours.
In what game do you get the... How do you get the achievement in Deadpool for the achievement, okay, you can sell the game now?
Complete it.
Yes, well... No, I'm not going to accept that.
Opening the box because it's rubbish.
No, can you point your lights at me when you so I can see here?
Installing it to your hard drive.
No.
100% complete now?
Yes. Said that, sorry, it was you had to get all the achievements as well, Scott, sorry. Yeah.
Harsh.
That's rubbish.
Cheated.
Chris, that's you now back at zero, just so you know.
Zero. Whoop.
Okay, we're going to go to a Grand Theft Auto question now. Name the two expansion packs released in 1999 for the original Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto London.
Yeah.
And a different one.
Grand Theft Auto London and Grand Theft Auto 1969?
It's London, was it was the same one.
Was it the same one?
No. Right, London? Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to give you both a point. Because the correct answer is London 1961 and London 1969. There were two different expansion packs, so I'm going to give you both a point.
Fair enough.
For an extra point, this is open to the floor, can you tell me how the platform releases differed for those two, i.e. which platforms came out for each of them? So what platforms did they come out on?
I think 69 came out for the PlayStation.
Yep.
And 61 came out for PC.
Yeah, that's true. However, 69 also came out for the PC, but I'll accept that as an extra point. Technically, according to the Wikipedia article, 69 also came out for DOS.
Ah, old school.
I'm not so sure Wikipedia classes as technically.
Okay. Where, in what game, would you find Adrian Peterson?
I'm so confident of a win, I'm going to the toilet at this point.
Yeah, I'm actually going to the toilet at this point as well.
You can't both go together.
You have more than one toilet. Can we hold hands and skip out of the room?
Can we answer this question and then we
remember
can pause?
Remember to take your headphones off.
I'm basing this purely on your t-shirt and why you looked at me. The portal?
Nope.
Hang on, is it like sibling cohesion here? This is like cheating.
Oh, come on.
The whole thing's a...
Look at
friggin' fix.
I'm going to notice as soon as I say it, I recognise that name, but I can't think what game it's from.
Is everybody give up?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
Russ, no. We're going to have to wait for your brain to work. Can we just have the interlude now? We'll come back later.
That's going to take a while. So yeah, just kind of.
Okay, it's Madden. he plays running back for the Minnesota.
Jesus Christ!
I was clearly thinking of a different Aiden.
I've
well, should we? I think we may as well take a break now, so we're missing two people for the next question.
Okay. And we've had a break, and we're all fed and watered. We've all refilled our beers, and we've all emptied our bladders, so we're good to go again. Just before we start again, I'm just going to do a quick rundown of the scores. In last position at the moment is Scott with -1.
Yay.
And that's basically his own fault for swearing at the very beginning. Sam and Chris are joint next with 0. Russell...
You mean 5 points?
Hold on. I got 2 points for the PlayStation GTA question, and I'd got up to 0 before that.
Yeah, so I actually, because you're sharing a last name with him, I've given him those points.
What? That is outrageous.
Yes.
No.
Well, I'll point you out.
Hang on. Whoa.
They're not sharing the last name. I just wanted to clarify this.
What?
So they're not a married
couple. Hang on, steward
inquiry. It's a first name and last name mix up.
Steward inquiry.
Yeah, it's a first name, last name mix up. Okay, so the other two things still stand. Sam is next, and then Russell and Chris are joint next with 2. Bede and Cameron next with joint... Cameron on his own with 5. Woo. And then in second place, Bede with 7. And in first place... Chiz with 12.
How the hell is Bede?
Hold on a second. How's this going to work now that we don't use the dice for points?
It's just 2 points.
No. So he got mega points early on.
No. I reset them all.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Don't worry. Okay, we're going to go on the next question.
No, he didn't.
I did reset them all.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Which GTA was set in the 80s?
Buzzers
are
on.
You should probably turn
on.
The buzzers on.
On.
No. No,
somebody's unplugged
off.
Something.
No, buzzers are off. Can we all get a point for
Vice
that? Because we all know what it is.
Yeah, we all know
who
what
that?
It is.
Me.
It's Vice City. Everyone knows it's Vice City.
Okay, well, I'm going to give everybody a point. Just
yeah.
Yeah. Or in fact, I'll just give nobody a point because that'll do exactly the same thing.
Skip the question.
Okay. Okay. Right, this is a good one. I like this one. I thought this was quite impressive, but I found this out. In what game are you charged to deliver a letter to a farmer? When you read the letter, it explains that the farmer is charged with attacking neighbours with... Yes.
Like every RPG ever. But
give me an answer.
Fallout 2.
No.
It's true.
Listen to the rest of the question.
Right.
Is charged with attacking neighbours with swords and committing crimes against nature, specifically bestiality.
Fallout 2.
Fable?
No.
Skyrim.
Nope.
Fallout 2.
Nope.
It happened.
Tetris.
No.
The Witcher.
Nope.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Yes.
Red Dead Redemption.
No. Is nobody going to get it? Nope.
There's swords
it's
in that game.
Assassin's Creed 2. And basically, the letter reads, if you are not, you don't have to read the letter, you're just told to take the letter to the farmer when you read it. It says, if you're not aware of the charges against you, read Leviticus 18.23, and Leviticus 18.23 is a verse in the Bible about the wrongs of sexual intercourse with animals.
There was that many letters in that delivered in that game that it wasn't worth reading at all.
I'm surprised that anybody actually read it. I'm surprised that knowledge even got out for you to find it.
In what game would you find Soul Edge? Chiz?
Soul Calibur.
Indeed it is.
Shaft goes to Africa.
That is a great film. I love that film. That is brilliant.
And
he is very aging.
Definitely finds soul.
He does. He's got a soul edge aboard him anyway.
Yeah.
How in Borderlands do you get the achievement, my brother is an Italian plumber?
Go down a hole?
Nope.
This is Borderlands 1, not 2.
I think it is, yes. I'm not 100% on that. I think it's Borderlands 1.
You jump on an enemy?
Yes, well done.
Never even played it. Total guess.
Skills.
Yeah, I've never played it as well. First person shooter.
Absolute classic. Knock myself down!
Worth that boy a point.
It was worth it.
Next question. What console had the codename Dural? D-U-R-A-L, yes.
Oh, press that button, I don't even remember. it was... The Dural was the GameCube?
Like
2-3 seconds. Yes. Time.
Dreamcast.
Yes. No, he buzzed. I'm going to give you both 2 points for that.
I think you should make us go outside and fight.
Always pay attention.
Bead that
in bikinis, oiled up in the snow.
Bead
go now.
Is there another way to fight?
No.
On that basis, I'm going to press the button after the person who's answered it correctly, and I'm going to get the points for them.
No. What happened there was Bead pushed the button, but I was giving Chrisen a chance to stutter his answer out.
Yeah, my drunken answer.
And then when I eventually gave it up. Scott pushed the button, and at the same time they both said Dreamcast, so that's why I gave it to them. It was just a little bit awkward.
Dreamcast.
So we could just shoot answers out now.
No,
it was because they both buzzed, and it was just Scott was buzzing in before he had a chance to do it. Anyway, what 3 platforms was the original Grand Theft Auto available for? Yes,
it was available for the PlayStation.
Yep.
The PC.
Yep.
And DOS.
No, that was the expansion pack, yes.
Last one was a Mac?
Nope. So I'm giving you 2 points, Chris, and a third point is available.
NES?
Nope.
Ooh. Game Gear?
Nope.
I thought it was.
That's the Sega CD?
That doesn't exist.
Whatever
it's called. That's
called. Whatever the CD thing was for the bloody Mega Drive.
The Mega CD.
That's it.
No.
Master System.
No. It was the Game Boy Color was the third one.
Oh, well. I knew it was on a portable one.
Still not a console.
Okay, an extra single point available because this is an add-on question. For Grand Theft Auto 2, which one platform was added to that list? Yes.
Xbox.
No.
That really high platform that no one could reach.
No. PC, PlayStation, Game Boy Color, and what other for Grand Theft Auto 2? Yes.
I forgot. I said the name of the thing, the Dreamcast.
Yes, it was the Dreamcast. Well done. That's an extra point to Bead.
I've been saying Dreamcast the entire bloody quiz.
His boundary's right for something.
I was saying GameCube until he stole it.
In what game would you find J.C. Denton? Yes.
Deus Ex.
No.
Yes.
Juice X.
No.
Points
off the pronunciation.
Polish wrong the pronunciation.
Yeah, he is.
In what game would you find the character Bonnie McFarlane? Yes.
Oh, it's gone. I know it, but it's gone.
Red Dead Redemption.
No!
He's getting it. It's on a loop. This is a scam.
We're both beating it.
This is a total scam.
Okay.
A total scam. Again.
What console had the codename Dolphin? Yes.
It was the GameCube.
It was the GameCube, yes.
I was buzzing. Okay. It feels like someone's been saying GameCube the whole night.
Me!
What was the first game to include a microprocessor? We have already discussed this game this evening. Albeit off the show. Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Brothers?
No.
Minecraft?
Nope. Include a microprocessor. Minecraft came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No, is it not in-game, though?
You can do something that kind of simulates a microprocessor. No, it was actually physically a game that used a microprocessor as opposed to valves and a series of tubes.
Still think my answer was good.
Nobody? Gunfight, as in the one we discussed from Back to the Future 2. Okay, I'm going to do another theme round. Everybody ready? You're going to get in a second. Yes.
Little Big Planet.
Yes.
The game about string.
James Pond.
Classic.
In Metal Gear Solid 2, how do you get the achievement sexting? Yes.
By sending a pervy text message to one of your girlfriends.
No, I'm not going to give you that. Yes.
By sending a photograph of someone pervy to its Otacon.
I'm going to give you a point for that, but if somebody can tell me what the actual pervy thing is...
It's a soldier in his pants.
That's right, yeah, you get 2 points for that. Well done, cheers. Okie dokie. Next question, what round will it be? Oh, it's very exciting. Yes?
When's the Rome Total War
round
coming up?
There is a question hidden somewhere.
One question. All of these Grand Theft Auto questions.
This is a Grand Theft Auto question. Which character,
funnily enough,
in Grand Theft Auto 4 claims to be unable to read or write despite regularly sending you text messages that with the proper spelling and word use? Yes.
Dave.
No.
Can you say the question? Sorry.
So, which? Yes.
Bill.
No. Which character?
Is James. Just ignore him.
Yeah. Which character in Grand Theft Auto 4 claims to be unable to read or write despite regularly sending you text messages with proper spelling and word use?
The brother Ramon. No.
Sam, come on.
Come on.
Yes.
I'd like Karen to answer this.
You don't get any points.
Is it Brucey?
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Thank God I didn't say that.
Yes.
Back in McCready?
No. Oh. The answer is Dwayne.
Dwayne?
We all remember Dwayne.
Yeah.
I was going to start cycling through characters.
Such a memorable character.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Loved Dwayne. He was great.
In what game would you find the character Demise?
Could you spell that, Paul?
D-E-M-I-S-E.
Frankly.
D-E-M-I-S-E.
Mortal Kombat.
No.
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 Is it from a Final Fantasy?
It is not from a Final Fantasy.
There we go. It's ruled out all Japanese.
No, not really.
God of War?
No. The answer is Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Battle rapper to the game.
Which console had the codename Nitro? Nitro. Yes.
Neo Geo?
No. Yes.
PlayStation 2.
No. Yes.
Xbox.
No.
No, it doesn't sound like a Microsoft name.
Saturn.
Nope. Okay. It was the Nintendo DS.
Do I need to say it at this point?
Microsoft games Dreamcast. Are a bit more odd than that, their console names.
How do you get the achievement in Duke Nukem Forever, beating the one-eyed worm? Yes.
Touch yourself.
No. Yes.
Killing the giant worm.
I'm going to give you a point for that.
No, don't give him anything.
No, I'm going to give him a point.
Why
for
not?
That.
Because look,
because you're not getting it.
It's not a worm. Yes.
Punching the worm to death.
No, it's not a worm. That's why I'm getting. It sounds right apart from worm.
Snake.
No, it's not.
Massive.
That would my light was on, not yours. Shut up, Cameron.
Is this killing a massive alien thing?
No, I'm getting. It's a leech, but I'm giving Sam a point because it was killing. No. You'll be pleased to know that's the end of all of my.
Right.
Achievement questions.
Good.
Excellent. Thank God for that.
Just
Although we all appreciate the effort you put in, Paul, don't worry.
Right, another theme round.
Hotline Miami.
It is Hotline Miami.
And I've got this on vinyl as well.
Oh, point off for Chris.
Oh, that's a point.
2 points.
What, why 2 points?
No, I don't know.
Was that a particularly rude word? Well, it's not ruder than anything that anyone else has said.
Yeah, such as what, Chris?
I forgot what you said. What did you say?
It's an awesome soundtrack,
yeah,
by the way.
It really is.
It's brilliant.
Shut it, you curry.
Have you played Hotline Miami yet?
I haven't.
It's amazing.
Is anyone here apart from me and Chris?
No, I've played Hotline
Miami. Paul has, yeah. I know, yeah. Paul has.
Also, okay, just a quick rundown on the scores.
I think Bede would love it in particular. It's exceptionally violent.
Yeah. PC?
In last position is Sam with 0 points.
Very cheap on PC.
In fifth position is Scott with 1 point. Fourth, Russell with 2 points.
Hang on, how is this possible? I lost a point and then I gained a point and other people have got past me without gaining any points. What?
Swear.
No, we answered questions. That's how the quiz worked.
And no,
Russell,
but
and Russell wakes up.
You in particular hasn't.
Hasn't?
I know. Look, I'm going back to my roots in the south.
I thought you were from Jamaica.
What's your tenant for?
What?
Right. Okay. Anyway, this is not going well. Come on.
No,
that was Scott.
Alcohol.
Very small bit.
Just a bit of that, don't worry.
Just leave it.
He's never seen educated.
Theme round. Theme round. What game is this?
Nothing.
Yes.
Skyrim.
No. I don't know who that was.
It was me.
All
right. I'm going to say Shadows of the Colossus.
No.
Rome Total War 2.
It is Rome Total War 2.
Oh, no way! Busted!
Happen.
Sam, you fud.
Sam, I think the online technical language is owned. Sam has been owned.
I believe it's pawned.
Pawned. Sam has been. Sorry, it shows how old I am. Sam has actually been pawned. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably a new term that we're not cool enough to know.
Yeah.
What famous Gideo K? Sorry, Gideo? What famous video game company's name means to hit the target in Japanese? Yes.
Nintendo.
No.
That's something about clouds and skies
did,
or something.
We did the name of Nintendo Sega. Last year.
No.
Namco?
Nope.
Konami?
Nope.
We've got all answers.
Atari?
Yes!
It is Atari.
Really? Atari's an American company as well? That's amazing.
What was the name of the protagonist in Grand Theft Auto 2?
Yes. Jimmy Giblets.
No, I'll accept just the first name here because I don't imagine anybody's going to get their full name.
Yeah. Dave.
No.
I have no idea.
Tommy.
No.
Tarquin.
His name was Claude. Claude Speed.
Phil.
That's a reasonably funny pun, I suppose, Claude Speed.
Claude was a protagonist in Grand Theft Auto 3 as well.
Yeah,
the same
he was. I don't know if it was the same guy, but he's got the same name.
Claude Speed. No. Claude Speed.
In what game...
That's Paul.
It's guy. No, it's guy.
In what game would you find Luis Fernando Lopez? Yep.
I've forgotten. Chiss's copy of Leisure Suit Larry, the gay version.
No.
San Andreas.
No.
Assassin's Creed?
No.
What was the name again?
Luis Fernando Lopez.
L.A. Noir?
No.
Resident Evil 4?
No. The answer is Grand Theft Auto, The Ballad of Gay Tony.
That's half right.
That's the guy you play as, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What console's code name was Revolution?
Nintendo Wii.
It was, yes.
How aptly named it was.
Well, the Wii was, kind of.
No.
Okay. What is the name of the fantasy land the Zelda games are based in? Yes.
Hyrule.
Yes, it is.
And I've only played one of them.
I don't think anybody could beat Chiz. I don't think there's enough questions left for anybody to beat Chiz. So everybody's playing for second place at the moment, so we're aiming to beat Bede.
Remember, the last two have to make out.
Well, that note, I'm going to
What, to like get yourself ready, or?
Russell. Russell, Scott, prepare yourselves.
Yeah. I think it's a threesome. I think I'm joint with Russell now.
Okay, so it's the two of you and
Do we need to stay and watch this, or could we?
The
Lewis
has to suck some.
Sorry, Cameron, you're actually involved.
No, I'm not at the bottom.
No, but they're counting themselves as joint.
That's my cousin. Oh,
you're above me, aren't you?
Yes.
I think it's Sam then. Yes, Sam.
Yes. Sam is flicking his big brown balloon.
There are 4 points available.
You're not brown, is that just been burnt?
There are 4 points available for this question, right? In what games would you find the character Patrick McCreary? Yes.
Grand Theft Auto 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes, that's 2 points. Yes.
Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Revolver.
No.
But he's in 4 and 5.
He is in 4 and 5, you're right. So but he's also in 2 others, so you get 2 points
for
that.
He's in 4 games.
Yeah, 4 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take a punt. Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yes.
And Chinatown.
No, yeah. That's a point for Bede, though. One more point available.
I'm going to say one more and go for L.A. Noir.
Nope.
Lost and Found.
Do you want to rephrase that, perhaps?
Lost and Found.
No. Lost and Damned.
Yeah, Lost and Damned.
Ah!
Have another beer. Go on.
Do you know what? What no one can see at home is that I have almost made, an amazing pyramid of beer. And I will have finished it by the time this game quiz is over.
And also one thing...
And no one else has. And they can all go and f*** themselves.
Oh dear! Chris, it's me and you schnacking in the corner.
And also your headdress looks like it was inspired by Loki in Avengers Assemble, although it was like Loki with severe mental...
Actually see it as something more out of Labyrinth.
This is actually the knobby crown, so it's game related. I don't think many people here will have paid knobby boy, so I don't know if they'll really have got it, but it's relevant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it seem so?
No.
Ripping a pause here as Paul does something.
Has anybody here played knobby boy?
No.
Not amuse yourself, listeners. Amuse yourself.
Nobody. Hey!
That's all
that
is.
It looks like a fetus.
It looks like a fetus.
Sam's balloon thing is now an embryo.
No, it's not. It's a newly born gerbil. Oh, I'm really pissed off that Spanky died.
Who's Spanky?
How can you use your balloon in your head?
I tried to talk my friend into calling our daughter Spanky Cameron, but she said that it wasn't allowed.
Oh, well, no, actually, she was going to be called Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
Well, she was going to be called, well, according to the poll in this blog, yeah.
Which was me and Jace.
Yeah.
Okay, quick rundown of the scores. In last place is Sam with 7 points.
What?
Sorry, no, wait a minute. Sorry, you're in seventh position.
Your inability of reading has left you.
You are minus 7 points.
On the numbers. Surely going in there. Because I fluctuated all over the place without winning or losing any points.
I'm just enjoying
you have no clue, sir, what the hell you're doing.
As he strokes it.
Stand down.
Sam has 0 points. Sorry, I read his position as opposed to his point total.
I can't!
Yeah, you have, but you keep swearing.
Who's speaking out with
me? I haven't sworn. Chris swore. I haven't sworn in ages.
Yeah, you did. You swore at 1859.
And how long ago was that?
about 2 minutes ago.
You have sworn recently.
I feel there's quite a lot to be edited out in this podcast.
Yeah, it probably is. Anyway, so Sam's in last position with 0 points.
Go and get me a tequila, you.
So Sam's saying minus one, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I think it's minus two for that one.
Do you know what? It should be minus five.
Says you, right, Sweary okay. McSwearison.
Okay. What games console's code name was the Xeon or the Xeon? X-E-O-N-O-N. I think it's Xeon. Oh, I switched to let the buzzers off. Yes?
PlayStation 2.
No. Sam, you did buzz first, to be fair.
Xbox. The first one.
No.
Xbox One.
No.
360.
Yes, it was 360. Piss.
Thank you for ruling them all out before my question.
Yeah. One, right?
What was the first GTA to include the ability to modify your car? Yes.
It's GTA 4.
No.
GTA 3.
Nope.
GTA 2.
No.
Must be 5.
No, because there's ones in between.
GTA 1?
No.
You could.
San Andreas.
Yes, it was San Andreas.
You could put guns on your car in GTA 1. That is modification.
You could make the Colin McRae Subaru Impreza. That's why I remember.
It was San Andreas. Obviously, you're
trying to answer it. No. In 1, you could put guns on your car. That is modifying your car.
Not to the same degree as...
But now, it doesn't matter to what degree it is, but you can.
Okay.
You're just going to swear your points away, so why even get me?
Sworn anything, you twat!
What game...
Wanker!
It's like prodding an animal, it's awesome!
In what game... Oh, sorry, what game... won Best Game in 2013 from the British Academy Game Awards. Yeah.
Last of Us?
No.
Yes.
Not Last of Us.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
No. It was in 2013.
Skyrim?
No.
Grand Theft Auto 5 was this year.
I know it was this year.
The one with Ellen Page.
No, that's The Last of Us. Well, it's not, but it, yeah, I don't know.
Remember Me.
No.
Damn, it was.
Oh, man. What was it?
The awards, bear in mind that the awards ceremony probably was a few months back.
Yeah.
Did anyone actually bother playing Remember Me?
Assassin's Creed 3?
No. Oh, come on.
New awards. New awards. Deserved.
The answer was Dishonored.
Oh, so it was.
Oh,
bugger.
Actually, that is an obvious answer because it was exceptional.
I wasn't going to get it, but I remember.
No, just quickly though. Did anyone actually bother playing Remember Me?
Nope.
No. We hyped it up to hell.
But
when it came out,
it wasn't very good when it came out.
It's dirt cheap. I might.
Yeah, no. So I quite fancy playing it, but the reviews were pretty meh. Right,
okay, so we've only got a couple of minutes left.
You're dirt cheap, and I don't hang around with you all the time.
You try to.
No, do.
That was a kind of mumbled swear, by the way, therefore.
Right.
Just keep knocking you back.
So,
big boy.
You can tell this is going downhill the more drunk people are getting.
Mr. Wilson's got turned too.
So, what console's code name was Project Cafe? Russell? Scott?
PlayStation.
No.
What's so funny?
I mock you!
Was it the Wii U?
It was the Wii U, yeah.
Well, actually, that's quite a pedestrian name for a fairly pedestrian console.
What's so funny? Seth Rogen.
fair play. It's not funny.
Right.
I think he's just
what game
a
theme
bit silly.
Was this?
It is drunkenness.
Yes, it was Borderlands 2.
I'm pressed!
Murked.
I bet nobody else's will work.
Mine still does work.
Cameron, can you check yours?
How does yours work? How does that even work? They're not joined in.
Mine work.
Mine doesn't.
Why did we have to have them joined?
No, not nice. Mine still.
Just
just keep this playing. Just wind it up there and just play the song for us.
What video game console's code name was the Mark V?
Xbox yes. One.
No.
PlayStation 4.
No.
It's
PlayStation 3?
No. Try the best to break.
Something that's been come out fifth though, surely.
Sega Saturn?
No.
Sega Dreamcast?
No. I'm going to give you up. It's the Mega Drive. It was called the Mark V.
I knew it was Sega, so I was going to go through all the Segas.
Okay, we're running low on time, so this is the last question. This is the last question, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't going to make a blind bit of difference to the scores, frankly, but it's the last question, right? And everybody gets a chance to answer this, okay?
So we're not buzzing in.
We're not buzzing. I'm going to go around and everybody can give me a number, okay? How many different versions of Grand Theft Auto have there been, not including downloadable 12. Content? Bede?
Not including downloadable content. Hold on a second. That's quite a big deal.
It is a big deal. Right, we've got Bede. Scott?
8.
Russell?
10.
Cameron?
7.
Sam?
7,672.4.
Well, to be honest, I counted them out and I came to like between 8 and 10 and they're already taken. I'll have to go for 12 then or something.
Okay, Cameron?
Yeah, I'm going for 12 as well.
So basically the answer is 15.
What?
Yep, the answer is 15. So I will give you both 2 points.
Are you aware that somebody just came in the door?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That was Amy.
Are we in trouble?
Amy, come and stab. Cheers.
Amy.
So, do you want me to list all the? Cheers. Do you want me to list all the Grand Theft Auto titles just so we can check 15?
Yes.
No. So not in any way.
Grand Theft Auto 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But then you had Grand Theft Auto London 1969, which was not DLC; it was an expansion. London 1961, Vice City. Grand Theft Auto Advance, which was on the Game Boy Advance, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Liberty City Stories, Vice City Stories, 15. The Lost and the Damned, The Ballad of Gay Tony, Chinatown Wars, and Grand Theft Auto Online. And I know technically Lost and the Damned and Ballad of Gay Tony weren't DLC, but they were released in their own.
It was Lost and Found.
Lost and Found. So, that concludes the quiz. Is anybody interested in doing the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Okay. How can Sam win this? Hang on, because he needs to... So, 40 points available for the...
Child what? Rape.
No, actually, no, let's not do this.
Okay. I'm going to give 20 points for the winning.
Sam, can you get some paper tissues, please?
It's been clear, Chiz, you're more than 20 points ahead. Okay.
Yeah, because everyone rushed to help me when I...
No, I know, but I've been, like, stemming the flow of, like, a small dribble, but... It's,
should I pause before we finish this?
No, it's okay. I've not pissed myself. It's just I dropped some beer and.
Right, okay, good. Anyway.
Could we pause so I can just run away?
So, the final thing to do is to judge our balloon model creations. Now, the winner will have their picture as the image for the podcast. So, can everybody please hold up aloft? They're amazing, amazing balloon animal. That is impressive.
It's the kind of Red Bull that finishes the whole thing off.
Yeah, it ties it off nicely. Do we all vote it ourselves?
I think we vote. So we'll start off with Bede. Who vote? You can only vote once. So look at everybody. Chiz has exploded his. I don't know where. Oh no, that's Chiz. He's in the floor there.
Someone's chucked over there. It's either the wiener. The penis necklace or snakes having sex.
So you're only allowed to vote once. So can we have a show of hands for Bede? So that's 4 votes for Bede. What are you calling your contraption there, Bede?
It's a Turner Art Winning Prize thing.
Well, what's its name?
Goth.
Scott, what are you calling yours? Shrugs of shoulder.
Modern sexuality.
So can we have some votes for Scott's, please? That's Sam.
Oh, thanks, Sam. The rest of you are arseholes.
Russell?
I'm not allowed to vote again.
What are you calling yours? Intended to be an Xbox controller.
Russell's ego.
Right, and Russell, how many votes for Russell?
Oh, no.
Zero votes one. For... Oh, no, Scott's going to give Russell one. Good.
You got a pity vote.
Cameron?
Now, I seem to have done this incorrectly. I've kind of done this in a serious gaming style, and I kind of did it as my character from Skyrim with a kind of bow and arrow and a stupid hat. But
oh, I like the thought that's been put into that.
It looks like a penis being fired through a vagina.
Which is very similar, which is very similar to what my character in Skyrim looks like.
Awesome. I like it.
However, as looking
fire around... Fire it, see if it works.
Justice, fired
a goddamn arrow, so if I get no votes, there's going to be serious...
So how many votes for Cameron?
I don't think there are...
One vote. Right.
There are no votes left now.
Sam, I have a vote. Is yours still around, or is it gone?
No, it died.
I have
so
a
Sam's
vote.
Has exploded, and been still in a void.
Oh, haven't you?
So would you like to vote for the thing that doesn't exist?
I think
everyone has to say that I've made a beautiful Christmas poo, but he died.
It looks like a kidney.
And I now have, it's like a baby rat now.
I am voting for the baby rat.
Didn't you vote earlier?
No.
How many votes did you vote?
I can remember the last 5 minutes.
I can, actually. I remember.
Do you know what? No. As soon as Chris starts saying things look like a penis being fired through a vagina, you know he can't actually remember things.
Oh.
Oh. Now he's broken the tower.
Right, okay. I'm just going to call this and say Bede won that.
Now my own knobby head.
I was voting for Chris, by the way.
Well, somebody voted twice. Well, I got one. We had 8 votes.
Well, I got one vote from Bede.
Okay, do you want to know who won and lost the quiz?
Yes.
Can I guess?
Was it Chiz? Was it Chiz?
Oh, hang on. I think there might actually be a prize. Please tell me this prize is a slap.
Was it something we said? Neck on it.
Right.
Looks pretty sinister now. I think I quite like it.
In last position, with -3 points in the end. Actually, technically minus four, because he did another one just before
that. I think
it
was a bit more than that, actually.
Is Sam. Well done, Sam. Round of applause for Sam.
Off! You condescending prick.
Still hemorrhaging points.
The sound of doom.
Right, okay. And in sixth position...
It is.
Russell!
It's the green.
With 2 points. Well done,
it's
Russell.
The green frontal
better
frontal
than last year.
That's a whole half a point better than last year.
In fifth place is Scott with 3 points.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
In fourth position, Chris with 6 points. In third place, Cameron.
On the podium.
With
Boom.
9 points.
Boom.
In second place, with a very impressive 20 points. Is Bede. I think a round of applause for Bede. Not a condescending one, a real one.
Was Bede getting double points all the way through?
And
I'm taking more points off him.
Doesn't count.
It does.
It doesn't.
Right, and in first position with a frankly unbelievable 37 points. And there was even 2 questions. I'm not 100% sure I actually give you the points for. Okay, that's the quiz. It's
like
the sentiment of madness.
I like how I'm getting awarded at Indian Burial Ground.
Just use your prize. In true Gamer Show style.
Okay, at some point.
A lovely prize. Can we stop that? Hang on. I've just switched off Chris's microphone. In true Gamer Show style, Chiz has been awarded Fabulously Fox's tin of biscuits.
Thank you very much.
I thought that was quite a nice tin of biscuits there.
Bickets,
yes, indeed. So, that's the quiz for this year. This is the quiz. That was the quiz for this year. And I've switched everybody off except for me so I can do the sponsorship announcement and then I can close the show. So, thank you very much for everybody listening. That was the Gamer Show quiz this year. We may or may not do one at the Bash next year. Depends on whether Sam and Chiz can be bothered to go to the Bash. We'll see what happens there. But we, if not, we will definitely have one next year. Thank you very much for listening to the Gamer Show this year. Really appreciate all of your listening ears and stuff. It's been awesome. It's been a really good year, and we thoroughly enjoyed doing it. So, we've just got one last thing to thank, and that is UK2 who sponsor. We've got what UK2 who sponsor them the podcast, and they sponsor all of British Tech Network. I really appreciate everything that they do. If you head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com, click on the sponsors link, and click on through to UK2, really appreciate it. They've got loads of great offers on just now. It's absolutely superb. So, thank you very much, and we hope to see you in 2014. Thank you very much. Good night.